Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A. I'm your host, Steven Morales, and each week on this podcast, you'll find conversations between members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. On today's episode, we're joined by H.B. Charles Jr. and Ligon Duncan as they discuss the question, what does the Bible say about the moment you die?
The Apostle Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so one of the things that Bible-believing Christians believe about the intermediate state, meaning what happens between the very moment that you die and then what happens between that time and the final resurrection, the coming of Christ, the setting up of the eternal kingdom, what's so important for believers to understand now is that we go immediately to the presence of Christ. And that's important for assurance of salvation. And it's important for comfort in the wake of the death of a loved one. I have so many Christians that ask me questions about that. And I bet you've gotten a million questions like that over the course of your pastoral ministry.
Yeah, and just this past weekend, I buried a dear member and just heard remarks from how very active he was in the fraternity and other things in the community. And even though those wonderful things were affirmed, the congregation sat there waiting for hope that transcends all of that. And I totally agree with all that you have just said biblically. And moreover, that it is the hope of the believer that life is Christ, in Paul's words again, and that death is gain. And death is gain because of the hope that we have of what happens the moment that we die, that our souls go to be with the Lord in all of eternity. It's an important hope and assurance for the believer to live by.
Right. There's been a lot of evangelical writing, I would say, in the last 20 or 25 years that has, I think, as trying to be a corrective, has downplayed the hope that believers have in the intermediate state and has upplayed the final resurrection and the new heavens and the new earth and all of that. And obviously, those things are huge for believers. We really care about the coming of Christ, the final resurrection, the future glory, the new heavens and the new earth. Those are huge truths that do need to be emphasized in the Christian life. But if the greatest thing in all of life, here or hereafter, is the experience of the presence of God, to know that the moment that you die, immediately, you are in the presence of Christ. There's no greater comfort than that. And if you think, Moses in the wilderness longs to see God, to experience the presence of God. Paul longs, he can't decide, talking to the Philippians, is it better for me to be here serving you, fruitfully serving the Lord, or better with Christ? Well, better to be with Christ, but I stay here for your sakes. If that's the case, the comfort that we know and experience and can be assured of the presence of Christ the moment we close our eyes at last is absolutely huge for the Christian life. And that shouldn't just be for preachers. I mean, we've been heralding this from the time we were very young. We've been doing this all of our lives, pointing people to Him, talking about Him, studying the Word. But all believers ought to want that more than anything else, to be in the presence of Christ.
Absolutely. And while you mentioned one extreme, another extreme that Christians can fall into is just being too preoccupied with the here and now and forgetting that our hope is in a reality that transcends the present state of things. Yes. And being reminded of what Paul said to the Corinthians, that if our hope in Christ is just in this life, we're the most pitiful people in the world. We've missed the party. Yes. But the hope of the believer is that we will be with the Lord. And that our hope transcends the grave. Yeah. And the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the hope for the future resurrection of the believer.
Amen. It's a pledge of what's coming.
Absolutely.
For us as we trust in Him. We love and serve a resurrected Lord.
Indeed.
And the principle that Jesus constantly teaches His disciples in the Gospels is what happens to the Master happens to the disciples. And the hard thing on that is just the suffering and the trials of life that we experience. But the glorious thing is, if He is raised, so shall we. I love Jesus lives and so shall I is one of my favorite hymns. And that hope and that reality changes everything.
Indeed.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you'd like to hear answered on our podcast, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. And remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.